VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Selena. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, everybody! I'm Selena. So today, we're gonna learn about geckos. They often stick to the wall, running around your house eating insects. Occasionally, they also make a unique sound. I always wonder how they magically stick on the ceiling right above my bed and not fall on my face. Towards the end of the podcast, I'll tell you more about my pet geckos. But first, let's find out how they defy gravity. Today's video reveals its secrets in detail. To summarize, here's our sentence of the day. Instead, they take advantage of a simple principle that positive and negative charges attract. Instead, they take advantage of a simple principle that positive and negative charges attract. 那这句的意思就是他们所利用的反而是一个很简单的原理，也就是正电荷和负电荷相吸。好，那我们来看到今天的发音重点。首先，我们先看到 instead 这个字。instead， 当你看到母音 ea 在一起的时候呢，它有时候会念成长母音 e， 但在这个单字它是念成倒三的那个 e， 所以是 instead， 不是 instead 或是 instead， 就是那个嘴巴不会张那么开。那接下来第二个发音重点是连音，今天的连音有四个单字，分别是 take advantage of 跟 a， 连在一起就是 take advantage of a， take advantage of a。 那我先把速度放慢一点， take advantage of a， take advantage of a。那这边如果要念得顺，其实别无他法，就是一直练习。你可以试着拆开两个两个字开始，像是 take advantage of a， 然后最后再四个字一起念，就会变成 take advantage of a。 接下来我们来看到单字吧。今天的第一个单字是 advantage， 它是一个名词，意思是优势、好处。The advantage of offering free samples is that customers can test it out first and potentially buying your product. 所以一个公司提供免费试用品的好处是让顾客能先试用，那可能会因此购买你的产品。那本句有用到一个片语叫做 take advantage of， 在本课的用法是利用的意思，那它也可以当作占便宜或是欺骗。Although someone might take advantage of the free samples by only taking the products without buying them, it's still a good way to promote your business. 所以尽管有些人可能只想占便宜，只拿产品而不购买，但这还是一个很好的推销方式。接下来的第二个单字是 principle。 principle 它当作名词，意思是原理、为人之道。So, Jason is a man of principle. He's well-respected among his peers. 像是 Jason 是一个很有原则的人，同事都非常尊敬他。那这边我要介绍一个跟原理一样都是念成 principle 的单字，但要注意哦，它的拼法不一样。principle 当作原理的时候，它后面是 P-L-E。那 principle 如果是校长的话，要注意后面是 P-A-L。For example, he is an ideal candidate as the next principal. 所以 Jason 是一个理想的校长候选人。来到最后一个单字啦，我们看到 charge。charge 这个字非常的常见，那在本句的用法是除电量或是电荷的意思。So you might say, do you have a charger? I need to charge my phone because it's running out of juice. 举例来说，你可能会问别人，你有充电器吗？因为我的手机要充电，它快没电了。That's the end of today's episode. Now a little story time. So my house is on a small mountain. And over the years, I have a lot of unexpected guests. Currently, there's a gecko family in my room. And every night before bed, I will dim the light and they will show up. However, I notice the small geckos are not growing and seem very weak. So I was wondering if I can like feed them somehow. Anyway, I just want to say these geckos are welcome to stay for as long as they want. Have you ever seen geckos in your house? What's your experience with them? Tell me in the comment section below, and next week I'll give one of you a shout out in the podcast. See you then! Bye bye everybody!